Zuck the Halige Tysis. We were holding in Reb Kiva Eger. Ashreinu Matoiv Chokeinu. Reb Kiva Eger. Ashreinu Matoiv Chokeinu. Frecht Reb Kiva Eger and Eirv and Adav Sama Chesim of Days. I asked Ben to show Reb last when he said Ashreinu. To show him the Reb Kiva Eger. I am Baran Perik Vez Debates about Hid the Mamala Isha Chavis Mayim Shehela the Rebu Yav Abishal Gomer B'Dereis. And he learns the Ran that the case of the Gemara in Erevin is Agav is what is through a what? Through a Yidder or through a guy? Through a Nachr. V'ayinu Ayidin Nachr D'Shvus Tamir L'Nachr Mutal L'Tzarechil U'Tamuali Frek the Goyin Reb Kiveger the MK Lamali Loimer the Agavima Natil Chachila Lachim Ayidin Nachr Frek Reb Kiveger. If any ways you're going to violate an Issa d'Oraisa, why proctor? Because Rebbe B'Shiurim, according to the Ran, on Shabbos is d'Oraisa. So Mamela, you're being matir Amir Lakim on a d'Oraisa. Ezra, you got it? You're being matir Amir Lakim on a d'Oraisa, so then what? So forget the mother. Get the mother out of the picture. Everyone chap the kasha? He says, according to the Ran, the Gemara is very shver. Agav Ime is bringing you back to square one. So there should be no difference between cooking for the kids straight up, Letzarech Mila, or doing it Agav the mother. That is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha, who was the father-in-law of the Chassam Sofer in his second marriage. Really? Rabbi Isai, come Tam Chachmi, get good yichus. It's now every year it's hard to come Tam Chachmi. Here, Rabbi Yisai, Azakash, Shmakakash. So comes along the Chassam Sofer. We'll start. And the Chassam Sofer says it's a good kash. Aber, zok the Chassam Sofer. Perhaps Yesh Lechalik. Zok Tachsam Sofer, you know, the Gemara tells us that even if you're not going to have a shear of Kezias of an Isser, it's still Aser Midoraisa, right? What's that called, Rabbi Yisai? Chatzi Shear is Aser Minha. Who's that, the opinion of? Oh, Achloik Shem Shachar Rabbi Yechon. We pass like Rabbi Yechon. Yuma, good. Good. Rabbi Yisai, but everyone agrees that Chatz Yishir is still an Isser Kaf. Right? You're not going to ever get what with a Chatz Yishir? Skila. You're never going to get Skila or any Oynish or even a Lav if it's Nevela. You're not going to get Malkus. You're in the world of Chatz Yishir. So in Eichus, even though technically it is an Isser D'Oraisa, but in Eichus, it's a lower level Isser. And that's why, Isaac, like you pointed out, will always tell the Chayla on Yom Kippur, if you have to eat, we'd rather you eat piecemeal in order that you're violating what? Many Chatzishirs and not ever a Shir Shalim of the real McCoy, of the real Isser with an Eichus. That would be even true according to the Ran. Yeah. Yeah. You have to say that Chatz Yishir is different. Probably based on this Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer says, that's kind of what Judah, what you were asking me in Seder. So what the Chassam Sofer is saying is that when you have a Zah weaker Isser, albeit Midoraisa, that's like Chatz Yishir, Ribui B'Shiurim is another example of that type of Isser. Memele, Zokter Chassam Sofer, perhaps the answer to my father-in-law Reb Kiva Eger's earth-shattering kasha on the Ran from the Gemara in Erevin is that all the Gemara said was that you can't allow Amir La'akum on a straight-up D'Oraisa. But we'd still rather get to a weaker D'Oraisa. Perhaps then we would allow v'yamir la'akum, and that you accomplished by not doing an etzem malacha, like cooking up a new pot of soup or a pot of water for the baby straight up, and now rather doing it agav ime with riboy b'shiur. So it's a chiddush. Number one, it's telling us the nature of riboy b'shiurim. Even in the world of the Oraisa, in Eichus, it's a weaker Isser. And it's also a chiddush to tell us that certain the Oraisas would be mutter l'tzarech mitzvah al yedei the akum, even though a classic the Oraisa of cooking would be usher, and we wouldn't hold like the Bahag and the Bala Itter to say that you can just be matir the Oraisas. Everyone chap both of those chiddushim? Yeah, Oren.
The seventh chiddush only applies to the first chiddush, right?
What do you mean?
Like the only
Doraisa
that he's saying that would work,
are they? Correct. Yeah, they're connected. Okay, Rabbi Isai? So that's the Chasam Sofer's Yisoid, and that's the way he answers, even in the world of the Rishonim that said, Amira la'akum by Doraisa would be usher, not all Doraisas were created equal. Moshe Mordechai.
And Rabbi, how did Rabbi pick the case of asking an Ofri? Like when you ask an Ofri to do what? You ask Nafri to fill up a bucket of water for the mother?
Or you ask the mother? Let's assume that he knew that he was going to do it for the baby also. Yeah. I don't see in the Gemara anywhere that the Gemara says that the Nafri wasn't aware about that. So I'm willing to even say that I told him to do extra.
No, but Moshe Mordechai made a good point during Seder that the previous line of Chasam Sofer said that you could be mitzamsem and know exactly what Kola needs. So the Chora, there's Reba Bishur.
You can't be mitzamsem. Lo nit natar lo malach le'asharis.
No, that's for the next line says that you can be mitzamsem. Right. So if there's Reba Bishurim to be done, then the Goy must have known that it's for the baby.
That's what I'm saying.
So.
That's what I'm saying. So, okay. You're saying it's beferish in the Chasam Sofer. Okay, fine.
Well, he said that.
I see nowhere in any of the explanations that we're saying we're trying to hide this from the guy. No one says that.
The question was how is it a 2 versus 2?
Rabbi Kiva Eger says that. That's true. Rabbi Kiva Eger was the one who said, "Anochri me'atzmu yimalak deremayim." I think that's Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is the only answer he came up with. But that's a little bit of an ukimta. That Rabbi Kiva Eger saying that it's in the off chance, and you're basically getting lucky. You're getting lucky. This might not work.
Because if
he's also not so confident in himself.
Yeah. Right. He says,
V'tzarechin.
V'ulayish loimar. Right. He says, first, I don't have an answer to my kasha. And then he says, maybe it's talking about a case where the guy is just going to help you out and you get potluck. You have to win the lottery over here.
If you ask the guy, does Rebbe think that if you ask the guy, fill up water for the mother, and also fill up water for the baby, is that going to be three? Because you had a heter Amir La'akum to fill up the water for the mother. But did you have the heter Amir La'akum? Meaning, is that a separate Amir La'akum?
No.
And that's one in the same.
Guy, please fill up the water for me and my son.
The way I read it, it's not really potluck. You're giving a big bottle. This is how I felt about it. You give a big bottle, and you say, hey, can you fill this up for the mother?
Right.
So you don't really need the whole bottle for the mother.
Right.
The guy's going to fill it up all the way.
Got it.
So that's not really
potluck. But it's a suffix. Maybe he'll fill it up halfway.
You say, can you fill it up?
So I'm saying Rabbi Kiva Eger's pshat is questionable if it's going to work.
But according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, I thought it's only if you don't ask for the reward. You're saying the reward is not.
Right. The way Rabbi Kiva Eger himself answers it. And that's what I'm saying. You have to be potluck. You're going to get lucky. It might not work out. Right?
You say, like, can you warm up a lot of this water? I mean, you know it's a reboy, but they don't know it's a reboy.
You're saying you're vague?
Yeah.
Okay, and then it's all interpretation. What's a lot? Sorry, man. You know, like, better hire a good guy. Yeah?
Can everybody expand the kasha again?
The kasha is, we're in the world that Amir la'akum l'tzarech mitzvah is not allowed to do a daraisa. Right? That's the Hakdama of Taisus, right? Yeah. That's the Shitas HaRif, right? We don't hold like the Bahag or the Bala Itta, right? So if that's the case, for Ektor Kiva Eger, I don't understand how to read the Gemara in Ervin Samaches. Because if you're heating the water, Agav the mother, and Reba B'Shiurim is also Daraisa, so then you just ask the guy to do it as Daraisa.
Meaning heating it
Yeah. Yeah. Rabbi said that was the Chassam Sofer's answer, and that's Reb Kiveger's answer. Aber comes along the Rashash, and the Rashash says, if you look carefully in Tosis, I think, answered this kasha. Why? Look carefully in Tosis, Rabbi said. Open up your Tosis. When Tosis rejects the Bahav, and Tosis says that it can't be a talking about a case where the mother was a Chayla Sheyesh B'Sakana, and it was talking about to be Mecham Al Yedei Yisrael. Rather, we're talking about Al Yedei Goy. He says, four lines from the end. Aval Al Yedei Oivid Koychovim Nicho Deshari Laharbos. What does that mean? What does that line mean? Why? Frechter Kuvi Eger, why? Why is it Shari Laharbos? Isn't Ribi B'Shiurim a problem? Comes along the Rashash, and the Rashash says, you know what that line meant? That line meant the following. When is Ribi B'Shiurim Mutter according to the Ran? When it's Hutra. So as long as I have a case which is Hutra, Ribi B'Shiurim is Mutter. What example so far do we have of a case where Ribi B'Shiurim is Mutter in the Gemara? Yontif, because according to the Ran, Melechus Ochel Nefesh is Hutra. Okay? What's not going to be a case where Ribi B'Shiurim is Mutter? Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, right? Comes along the Rashash and says, well, what about Amira La'akum L'choyle She'em Bo Sakana on Shabbos? Not Pikuach Nefesh. Not me, the Yisrael, doing Chil. That's Tchuya. But what about Amira La'akum, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes, that everyone says Amira La'akum L'choyla is mutter even to do a Doraisa? Is that Hutra? Or is that Tchuya? This is a fundamental question, Rabbi Yisai, that doesn't even, I think, find it clear in the Pesukim, Rabbi Yisai. This is the only place that, to the best of my knowledge, it's discussed. What is the nature of the permissibility to ask a goy to do a malacha on behalf of a chayla she'ein bo sakana? Is that loy nesra? There was never an isra amir la'akum to begin with in the situation of a chayla? Or is that no, avad amir la'akum exists when it comes to a chayla, but the Torah was madcha, that isra, similar to pikuach nefesh. Comes along the Rashash, and the Rashash says, you know what? Tosfos, in a subtle, very brief way, was telling you perhaps an approach to that fundamental shaila. Shari laharbos, when it comes to a chayla she'ein bo sakana, you know why? Because it blibes what? Hutra. And any time you're in the category of Hutra, the Ran already told us what? Riba B'Shiurim is Mutter. Zok the Heilige Tosfos, that what? Riba B'Shiurim Nechav Le Agav Ime, the Gemara in Erev and Samachesim and Aleph, that asks to add more water above and beyond the Chaylish Eim Bo Sakana through Amir La'akum. You want to know why that's Mutter? It's because Chaylish Eim Bo Sakana is Hutra, Amir La'akum. If Chaylish Eim Bo Sakana is Hutra, Rabbi Yisai, even the Ran himself holds that there's no Ribi B'Shiurim by Hutra. So the answer to Rav Kiva Eger's Kasha, Zokter Rashash, Ga'oynis, in Gittin, and Afches Amid Beis, anyone who learns Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes, Amir Al-Akum Akum Choyla, anyone who learns Erevin Samaches, has to learn a Rashash tucked away in Gittin Ches Amid Beis, in a wild line, in the drop in the end of Tosis, Rabbi Yisai. Every line of Shas is gold. Ashreinu, Matel Chaker, I'll tell you Ashreinu. This line, Shari La'arbis, you know why? Because Melech Zeichel Nefesh for Choyla Shem HaZakona, because Amir Al-Akum Akum Choyla Shem HaZakona is what? Utra. Yesh lachgor, every time you ask a guy to turn on the light for the Chol HaShem Sakana. And that's Poshet Mutter. Is that because it's Hutra? Or is that because it's Chuya? Who cares, Rabbi? Stop wasting my time with your stupid Chakiras. No, I have a nafkamine. What? Can you do Riba B'Shiurim? Ooh, why should it matter? Because the Ran already told us that Riba B'Shiurim in a matzav where it's Hutra, like Ochel Nefesh, That's when Reba Bashirim is mutter. Givaldik. Givaldik, Ravoisai, Givaldik. Oh, Givaldik, we're being mekabel, the previous atoire, on this Yontif of Purim. But now we have the ability to go with the Yontif of Purim with a rashash, with a run, with a geschmack of parrot to Rab Kivager's kashe. Nebuch. This is Givaldik. Nemius! I love this stuff! Weiter.
But I thought Ervin was not, it was a Cholesh Yeshbos.
Ooh! Who wants to answer his question, Noam?
Wait, is it Kavachomer meaning? Like,
no. Nope. Toysa says, don't tell me like the Bahag tells me. That it's a case of me'ace la'ace within the seven, with the numbers and the hours and the this and that. Yeah. Come on, it's the eighth day, man. It's the eighth day. The woman's a chayla shein b'sakona. And the reason it's mutter is because amir la'akim is mutter b'chayla shein b'sakona. What's the nature of amir la'akim b'chayla shein b'sakona? Everybody said, let's go up to the chevra. We're going to meet some tell me the chumam parim. Let's say, let's ask the makash. Amir la'akim, first of all, ask him, is amir la'akim mutter for chayla shein b'sakona? Then find out what they answer you. Depending on what they answer you, continue the conversation or not. And then ask him, so what's the nature of that? And then he'll tell you, who cares? I'll tell you, I care. I have a big hakira. Yeah,
it's different than it's not for a mitzvah.
This doesn't come up in smicha, guys, Rabosai. It doesn't. Only when you learn the lines of Shas. And Oren, let me tell you something. Tosfos himself was mesupuk about this. Zokta Rashash, even Tosfos is not sure if this is correct. You know why? Zokta Rashash. Because Tosfos continues going on and says what? Vishema Dafka Litzarech Hamile Hu Dishari. Aval Litzarech Dover Acher Afila Yedei Akum Osir Laharvis. Zokta Rashash, what was the other tzad in Tosfos? No, maybe it was Tchuye. Maybe it was Tchuye and it was what? It was a Het Litzarech. Mila in Cain, then Rabbi Kiva Eger's question comes back. So then what are you gaining? I understand. But you're doing a Doraisa. So what are you gaining? So Tosfos will answer what? Maybe Rabbi Bashirim is not a Doraisa. Like we were Medayik. Chachomim Hichmiru. Right? Maybe they hold like the Rashba and the Bahag that it was never Asr to begin with. Tosfos. That's what Tosfos said. It sounds like. Hitiru Chachomim Laharvis. It could be. But according to the Ram, then you come back to Reb Kiveger's Kasha. If Reba Bishirim is the Araisa, and you're not going to say like this first Tzad in Tosis, like the Rashash, that it's Hotra, so then what is the Heter? Yeah.
First of all, the Gemara says you do, for a Polish and English economy, you do the Araisa. For like a Mir Lagom, you do the Araisa.
Yeah. Kuf Chavtes.
For a Polish, it's not a mitzvah. It's not like for a mitzvah.
No.
It's different. What's the Heter?
Either they never assert hutra, or same reason you're allowed to take medication if you're a chayil. Certain isurim were are either pushed off or never said. The makam chayil.
We said we didn't. Sakana still means that they're bedridden.
Yeah, not a headache.
The reason that a Polish chayim sakana
can't pop pills on Shabbos. Oh, sir. It's not about only pills. Any, what's the word?
Recreational drugs?
No, any.
Remedial,
but there's a. Yeah.
Can I use melatonin?
To go to sleep?
Yeah.
That's a good Shiloh. I think sleeping pills, I think the place can make.
Because
you're not healing anything.
What if all I have is like an Advil PM? I feel totally fine. I just want to go to sleep. I have to get Benadryl to go to sleep, which might not be the safest thing. But a Benadryl, Advil PM, Tylenol PM.
Potentially, because you're not trying. You don't have an ailment that you're trying to be merapa. So I'm allowed to take pills if I'm not trying to heal anything. But the second I'm trying to heal something, that's a problem.
What if it's preemptive?
Probably.
What about the case?
Preemptive
is mutter.
What about if I,
yeah.
What if I have an ailment, but I don't want to get rid of it, I just want to go to sleep, ask them to take pills?
No. No, because you're being merapid. It's not about your kavana. Yeah.
Vitamin
is an interesting shayla. Vitamin is a very interesting shayla. It's a major machlekes from Meish and Reb Shlomo Zalman. The way Rebelsky came out was there's really two types of vitamins. There's vitamins that are used as nutritional supplements that are really like food, and then there's vitamins that give you koyach. So he split that down like that. Yeah.
So the reason that we need the goy is that because by Rabbi Shirin, the only way to mutter by Shemo Sakana is through Mila Akum.
What?
That makes it hutra.
Hutra. The nature of Amir La'akum, the Mokum Chalei Shema Sakana, is Hutra. Yeah.
So the way, if Tosus is Besafek, it's not whether people are sharing with their Isa or their Abaran, it doesn't actually have a Kashan Bahad. His Kashan Bahad only applies when people are sharing with their Isa, but if they're Abaran, it should be done through Israel. No?
What?
Tosus is kasha on the Bahad. How can you say that Yisrael is doing doing the Yisra of Riboy Shiyurim? Right?
That's where Kibbeh Eger's
kasha.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, Tosus says that that's wrong.
But if Tosus is besuffing whether Riboy Shiyurim is derisive or wrong, then wouldn't his kasha fall away on the Bahad?
Why?
Yeah, why are you allowed to do that derisive? Still
awesome. For the
Mitzvah Mila.
No?
Maybe they were only not there on your lakum to do a derisive. Maybe they wouldn't allow you to do it there on. You know that the Brisker Rav said that
he's allowed to do
it. It's a shvus to shvus.
Yeah, it's a shvus to shvus, but you can't do it there on. You still got to keep there on. You know what the Brisker Rav said, Rabbi Say? It's wild. Brisker Rav said if a Malach came to me and told me to violate the Knesset Derabbanan to bring Mashiach, I wouldn't do it. You know why? Because Hashem said to me not to do it. Wouldn't bring Mashiach. Wouldn't bring Mashiach. You know what they say over Rabbi Yisrael? Okay,
yeah.
What did he say?
I didn't say anything.
Did it take over the
day? I didn't say anything.
Pretty wild. I couldn't believe what I heard.
Would you do it?
I don't remember what happened. I don't know.
Would you do it?
I don't think so.
Isn't it Mikhail?
I'll take off the voice.
No, let's say it was a test. You knew it was a test.
Like
if he somehow knew that through an Issa Derabbanan, Mashiach would come. That's the will. It's not the will of Hashem. It's not the will of Hashem. It's a za. It's a za. A za level, they say.
How do you know the will of Hashem?
They say over, Rabbi said, that part of the reason why the Rebbeinu Shem in Shemayim, Mashiach Mamish could come up or Koyach HaTfila and Purim is just Mashiach can come.
Do
you know what they do? They have to get us drunk so we don't take advantage of the mitzvah of tefillah.
What? This whole proof against the Baha'i is we want to cool it and find that so if that raya falls down, it says that it's not a derisa, so wouldn't the question fall away?
Places.
I have a Gemara in Chulin that says Ribbono Shel Olam is Deraisa.
Places never asked that.
Yeah,
in nature.
On the back. I have Gemara in Chulin.
You're saying Zera Shema?
Yeah.
That's also still a problem.
No, all the Gemara is saying is that it's Osir. Sure. Never said it's Osir.
That's what we're not even working in the fact that it's in the season.
No, but we said it could be Ribbono Shel Olam.
No, Rabbi Yisai, Jonah is asking: is it what's pshat in Tosis? Does Tosis hold that Riva Shirim is deraisa derabbanan? What do you think?
What?
What's the problem with saying deraisa?
Because he says Echniru.
Wait, where is
it? It's made of Hebrew. Has this ever happened before?
Did you have to go to the bathroom? Didn't you want to do this like 2 weeks ago?
No. You said you just
do
from what did you do?
What if it's already on
Shabbos? Last line says it's
right? There's both.
What's the problem? What's our problem?
Let's go. Let's see. Let's look at the Tosis.
The whole
Umiyu. Umiyu ba'alachas gedolos. First one on the line is Hitiru. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom of Tosis. Umiyu ba'alachas gedolos mashma da'afilu yisir d'araisa shari ali de'akum o'tzarech mila. Shapiris d'leisu mitoich beis ha'derech sarabim. Lefizeh halte kamer nechem le'agav ima nukva b'toich zayin, she's a chayla she'esh bo sakona, v'amr tzricha anisha mechalon la Shabbos, so therefore even ayde Yisrael, v'nira delo yitochen lo'ymar de nechem le'ayde Yisrael, he doesn't like it, you can't say that you're being mechaymen ayde Yisrael, why? Ayde Yisrael ava osu laharbis b'shvil katon, k'damar perakam d'chul, ha'mevashav l'choyl b'shabbis osu l'bari, gzera shemar yarbe b'shvil lo. Yeah, if he was talking about that was a Kedera Acheres, then there's no Kasha. He's obviously assuming that Gemara and Chulin is talking about in the same pot. Reba B'Shirim is Aser, and why are you making a Kedera on an Issa D'Rabbanon? That's Mashma Reba B'Shirim is D'Raisa.
But then the last line is
Mashma. But then the last line is Mashma. Aval, Ayideakum Nicha D'Shari L'Harvos, Shema Dafka L'Tzarech Hamila, right? So that's the Sufk L'Rashash. That's what Tosfos is clearing. Why? What's the nature of Amir Lakum? Makum Chayla, good. Avatzarat Dover Acher, a non-dvar mitzvah, maybe not, because maybe it's Tchuya. Feel like the Akum is also the harvest. Vahodis, non, Perakbez, the Beitza, Lo Yichem Chamim, Milagragov, Elim Ken, Ruin Lishtia. Aye, if you're saying Rebu Shirim is awesome, you're not Torah, so why are you allowed to do it on Yontif? Amir Namikvar, the Beitza, Mali Isha, Kadera, Basar, Alpha Bishan, Tzricha, Lechaticha, Achazuchem, Mal and Achtom, Shamayim, Alpha Bishan, Tzarach, Lekita, Nechem, Shem, Silchas Yontif, Itir Chacham Laharvest.
Doesn't that get rid of the Hutra Pshat as well?
Why?
If Rishum is not to be the Hutra, then who cares that it's for Simchas Yantif?
No, he never said that. He never said that the Pshat by Yantif is because of Hutra.
It is Hutra. Malach is Hutra. The same thing would apply.
Not true.
Why?
That's the Ram's Pshat. Not everyone agrees to the Ram.
Speaking within the Rashash, explaining.
No. He's saying Tosfos had a suffix legabe chol l'shem b'sakana. Just because you hold that sheet of chol l'shem b'sakana by derabbanan doesn't necessarily.
You have something that's hutra, you could also.
Yeah, but he might not hold that melechus ochel nefesh is hutra. He might disagree. How you understand the heter of ochel nefesh? I could subscribe to the lumdus of the Ram legabe amir la'akam by chol, and I don't have to subscribe legabe yantif. Chevra, I'm not sure. Yeah, Gilad, you have a.
Yeah, is it possible that you just differentiate between the groups? When he says it's the rice, when Tosfos says the rice, he's talking about the Jews, and then when he says that it's the five that's their bond, he's talking about
Ribui B'Shiurim should not be different. The nature of what Ribui B'Shiurim is.
Why not? What about
what do you mean? He's saying Ribui B'Shiurim al yidei Jews on Yontif. A guy's not cooking for me on Yontif.
Yeah, so for that he's saying it's Doraisa, but then when he...
No. Hechmiru. Hitiru chachamim laharbos. That's the Durabanon language. It's fakir. Yeah.
Can't you say that the Gemara and Chulin is talking about a case where it's Dachya and then the Gemara and where it's Brent and Chulin says it's Hitiru chachamim laharbos when it's...
You want to say that... If it's hutra, if it's ochel nefesh, like the Ran is saying in Beitza, so then why doesn't Tosfos say that? He should just say that it's hutra.
Is ochel nefesh?
You don't need hitiru chacham. It's mutter.
Where does that come? Where is it? Mutter.
The Torah says malachas avoda, not malachas ochel nefesh. The Torah says ochel nefesh is not aser.
You might have thought the Rabbanim may consider against it.
Why? The Torah was matir. Why would they answer it? I don't need hatir chacham. Chazal never, they never introduced an iser. Chaver, is a problem.
Is the same.
What?
The Tosfos Menachos, same issue.
Wait, why can't it be? Even
I mean, I don't even need the Tosfos Menachos.
Even
within
ours.
Yeah, even within ours.
Why can't it be that the Torah said that ochel nefesh is mutter, and then the chachamim said that to be.
Why would we be mechadish that in iser derabbanan that we don't even see? Just say like the Ran.
Because we know that on Shabbos, the Marbe is Usher.
The Pashup Shad is that what the Torah says. If the Torah says something is Usher, by the way, do Chazal have the ability to make a Gzera on something that the Torah says Beferish is Mutter? The Taz writes Beferish, not that you're not allowed to do that. Why? Taz has a Kasha, right? Why can't you play music on Shabbos? Let's change that. Why can't you clap your hands on Shabbos?
Because you might fix an instrument.
Because you might fix an instrument, right?
Yeah, what?
You might fix an instrument. Okay, your guitar is gonna rip, and you're gonna have to fix the string. Fine. So that's gonna be a gzera. That what I'm gonna do? Metakin mona, tikin mona is makavapatish. Good. So you're not allowed to play instruments. Frek the taz. Why didn't they aser tzkiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah?
Because everybody knew that the shofar was
to complete the mitzvah.
Zok the Taz, even though on every other Shabbos I'm not allowed to blow a shofar, I can't play a musical instrument, I can't answer something that's befeirish in the Torah that's mutter. Chazal don't have that capacity. It's a big yisod of the Taz. Midrabbanan, they can never answer something that's befeirish also. That's the Taz's reason. Why? Guys, I have a kasha. Rosh Hashanah Shechalios v'Shabbos, what don't we do?
Shofar,
right? Okay, why don't you blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal b'Shabbos?
Because
maybe you'll come to walk to learn one halachas, right? Maybe you're going to carry. Good. Mila that tal on Shabbos. Why don't we make the same gzeira? Good kasha. No, the Rishonim has this kasha.
Why did you carry the baby shofar?
You might have to carry the baby. So you should override it. If you override Shabbos, you override that. So the Rishonim give different answers. You know what the Taz says? Torah says the Farish, Mila Steich Shabbos. That's it. The Chazal can't ask that.
So then, if there's no Erev in your area, should you do the brisk in your house instead of carrying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Is it also that was only mutter midiraisa for tzorek?
Yeah. Okay.
So over here, you might have thought Chacham said something that's not a tzorek. That could be zero. The only thing that Torah said first mutter say the taz is both on that for general.
So he's disagreeing with the Ron?
He's not even disagreeing with the Ron. He's saying.
Same. The Ran says Riyu Shirim is mutter because the Torah was mutter.
Right.
So what's Tosis disagreeing?
Where he says Atiru Chachamim is that you might thought Chachamim is Zivra against something that's because of Shabbos.
So you're saying, It's a lot. Yeah, you have to say something like that. I don't know. It's a big.
It's just like the Chachamim.
Chachamim are introducing an issue that you're might going to be Shalol Tzarech, and mainly they were Matir.
Right, because Shalol Tzarech, you would assume they would say something Shalol Tzarech. So how could they Matir? They say it.
Shalol Tzarech is Aser Menat Torah.
Correct.
It's Aser Menat Torah. Shalol Tzarech is Aser Menat Torah.
Right, you might assume Zivra Shiorim falls into that category of Shalol Tzarech.
So why do you say he tiru chacham? Just say he tiru atayra. So chachamim or matir, they're theoretical iser.
Yeah.
I hear. I don't have anything better. Rabbi Sai, but whatever it is, back to the kasha that we're dealing with, which was the Iker Kasha, which is the Rav Kiva Eger's Kasha. So we had the Teretz of the Chassam Sefer, we had the Teretz of Rav Kiva Eger, we had the Teretz of the Rashash, which is a Geshmaka Teretz. But the Rashash is making a major assumption, as Tosis is Mesupik about it, on whether or not that's actually factually true, that the nature of Amir La'akum B'makam Cholesh Yem B'Sakana is Hutra versus Tchuya. So Rabbi Sai, the Pshat that I want to close with is the Pshat that we opened up with. It all comes first circle. Comes along Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and comes back to the Dor L'Dor. Dor L'Dor Yishab Chucha. Dor L'Dor, Rabbi Isai, we started off on the first day of Shir of Amir L'Akum. We asked a very fundamental question. Why is it that Rashi contradicts himself and seems to present the Isser of Amir L'Akum on Shabbos in two different ways? One place Rashi writes Amir L'Akum is Usser. Why? Because you're mentioning the malacha. You're not allowed to talk about malacha on Shabbos. The Torah says, Naftaira on Yom Kippur, Vidaber Dover. Your speech on Shabbos should not be about malachas, about business. It has to be about Dvarim Kedosh. It has to be Dibur that's unique, that's special. Your speech has to be sanctified on Shabbos. So, Mamela, Amir Lakum is awesome. Whereas Rashi in Masech Shabbos says no, the reason why Amir Lakum is Usser is because the Goy is carrying out an Isser on your behalf, and he is your Shliach. I ain't Shlichas Lakum. Yeah, Midrabbanan, we're Machadish that there's Shlichas Lakum for Amir Lakum. So which one is it? Is it because of my speech, or is it because of the activity? So we pointed out, Rabbi Isai, that the Achronim, Avni Nezer already says this, but the Rabbi Chanan also says this. That what? That you need both reasons. Sometimes you're going to have one without the other. Sometimes you're going to have a situation where the Amira was said beheter, namely, it was said on Erev Shabbos, to fulfill an activity that's done on Shabbos. So the shlichus is going to kick in. And sometimes you're going to have shlichus, but you're not going to, sometimes you're going to have the amira, but you're not going to necessarily have the shlichus, namely an amira, and a tzivoy, a commandment that was said to the guy on Shabbos. So if Dabar Dover is transgressed, but he's going to do the pool after Shabbos, drive you to the airport after Shabbos. So that's going to be only the issue of Dabar Dover, not the issue of shlichus. Zokt Rabbi Elchanan, maybe, perhaps, this can answer Reb Akiva Eiger's kasha. Perhaps a person, when he asks the guy to do ribui v'shiurim, since the actual malacha that's being done is what? Is mutter for the mother. So mamela, it's going to be now minimizing the amount of issues with this amira. That all there is going to be over here is that, yes, there's going to be the isser of shlichus, because technically the guy is transgressing and doing an avera that has ribui b'shiurim with it, so al shlichus it potentially is usser. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, so what do I gain by saying agav imo? Zokter Rabbi Elchanan, will I gain that there's not vidaber dover? Because the malacha that I'm asking the guy to do is a malacha hamuteres. Why? Because it's for a choyle she'ein bo sakana. So now I minimize the issues that are dealt with Amir la'akum. And the very chiddush that we started off the sugya in our fundamental understanding of what is Amir la'akum based off. Is it a stira in Rashi's and Abay Dezarim Sechus Shabbos? Is it based on Bedaber Dover? Is it based on Shlichus? That very Chakira, that very Yesoid, that's going to tell us the Yesoid of why is Amir Lakam Aser, that Rabbi Elchanan says is the answer to the Gaonistic Akasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger of why am I benefiting according to the rot in Beitza that holds Riboy Mishiurim is also Midoraisa. So why don't you just ask him to heat up straight up for the kid and not Agav the mother? Dr. Bochanan, because there are two issues with Amir La'akum, and I'm minimizing the issues by asking him to heat it up, Agav the mother, that now there's not going to be the element of Adaber Dover, and all there is going to be is the element of Shlichus. So it turns out, based on the Yesoy that we started off with, Dr. Bochanan, you actually did benefit Agav the mother, and even according to the Ran, there is a benefit for you to heat up Agav the mother, that the Amir La'akum is not as severe in this situation. Rabbeisai, we have finished the sugya, the halakha sugya, Ashreinu Matayv Chalkein, of Riba B'Shiurim. Rabbeisai, it's all one sugya. Pikuach Nefesh, Riba B'Shiurim, Amir La'akum. And Rabbeisai, I just have one last piece that is very, very sadistic. Called, the sugya is called, you made copies? It's called Ishtape Chamime. Ishtape Chamime, Rabbi Yisai. You will see, when you go through the sources, Rabbi Yisai, it's going to be a very connected sugya that discusses some of the questions that some of you asked me about the heating up of the water. Why can't I heat up the water? What's going on behind the scenes in the sugya? But Rabbi Yisai, anyone here going to medical school? Brooks, you going next? In 8th grade. Interesting. Anyone past 8th grade going to medical school? Proctor, you going to medical school? What? She's going? So those of you that have shaykhs to people that are going to medical school, better pay attention this next sugya. Okay? This next sugya is one of the most important sugyas for doctors. For those that are going to be involved in Pikuach Nefesh, Rabbeisai, this is Heilig, and that will be the closer for our Bechina. Emir Tzashem, Habolin Ulatoiva, Rabbeisai, after Purim Shkoyach.